This is how things started last night in Indiana as they were trying to get the crowd into a frenzy. So who do they go to? Pat McAfee.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this
There you go, a little wrestling feel.
Yeah, which he's really, really good at, as we know. Do you think, because most people really like Pat McAfee and he's got all these celebrities on his show, do you think he went up to those guys beforehand? He's like, listen, I'm going to call you sons of bitches. Just understand I'm doing this for my own brand. I like you guys.
It's possible.
Yeah,
because I'm possible.
Like, you know, that could piss somebody off.
Sure. Yeah, but you know what, though? It's sports.
Wrestling.
Right? Competitive, thing, yeah. And you got fans of each team. I didn't have a problem with any of it. I thought it was actually quite funny.
Well, what wasn't funny, if you're a Knick fan, was the way this game went.
Halliburton got it in. Top in for three!
Execution there on the baseline. They forget about him, and he knocks down the three ball.
They forgot about him already.
That's one of those plays right there. That's exactly what that is indicative of the way the game was played last night.
It's amazing, too. There's a clip, which I'll have for next hour. I recorded it, where you got Tibbs mic'd up in the huddle, and he's telling the guys, you got to cover them. You got to run at them. Sprint, 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 stop jogging. And they're just, like, staring at him. It's like everything you want them to do, he's telling them to do, and they ain't doing it. So they wind up losing 130 to 121. Tyrese Halliburton, the huge night, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 16 assists, 4 steals, no turnovers. Pretty impressive. He says on TNT, that's a pretty good bounce back.
Just trying to be aggressive, trying to respond. I felt like I let the team down in game 3, so it was important for me to come out here and just make plays. And, you know, guys put me in position to make plays and trying to play my game. And, man, it's a big win for us. And
then his voice
comes. He was missing some shots in the second half now.
Sure.
It wasn't like he was, like, perfect.
Not shooting, no.
No. The numbers were good, obviously. Great, in fact, because he didn't have any turnovers.
Correct.
Like, I don't know what Mikal Bridges was doing.
Yeah, they were a miserable night. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Miserable defensive and offensive performance from him. And, not fun to watch.
We know about his change of voice. So this was at the podium, then later at the table, getting the win with his dad back in attendance.
With him being in the building, of course, I wanted to play well. But, I mean, I know we're saying free Pops and Pops is free, but he was not in jail. He happened to be in a very beautiful home, sitting very pretty watching NBA basketball.
Yeah, so he was fine. Same guy.
Just trying to be aggressive, trying to respond.
With him being in the building.
It is crazy. It really is. On the Knicks side of things, too many turnovers. As we know, you guys have detailed it. Here was Jalen Brunson.
I mean, a lot of them are stuff that we can control. As a team, we just need to tighten the screws when it comes to that. You know, just being aggressive. If there are aggressive turnovers, that'd be different. But passive turnovers is not us.
And then here's Mikal Bridges. This is about as honest as you can get. He just admits they weren't as good as Indiana was on this night.
I feel like I just play hard in this. I didn't play my best game, and I feel like on both ends, just let my team down a little bit, but we just kept fighting. It came out more fire.
All right, so now Al asked me this question. There's only one professional in the room. How does that happen?
They're human beings.
That's what I said.
I mean, they're human. They're not robots.
That's exactly what I said.
And the other team gets paid too, Al. I know you've heard me say that a few times.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the other team, your effort.
You're right.
Or your energy.
Exactly. It does at the end of the game. Not in the beginning of the game where they said we came out with less effort. But I think at the end of the game, the Pacers ran up and down and ran them so hard that they were shot in the fourth quarter.
I mean, the first quarter was 43-35. And I thought towards the end of the first quarter, maybe Indiana pulled away a little bit. But yeah, if they were hanging with them. I thought Jalen Brunson got off to a great start, offensively, that is.
I agree.
You got to play both ends of the court, and unfortunately the Knicks have Karl-Anthony Towns, can he jump?
It doesn't look like it.
No, he doesn't jump when he shoots his threes. He barely jumps when he's under the basket. I mean, he's got probably the shortest vertical leap of any All-Star in NBA history.
I'm like, you would think as big and as like thick as he is, he should be getting every single rebound. There should be anybody around him getting a rebound away from him.
Well, we saw him bang the knee a little bit during this game.
Twice.
Yes, he was asked afterwards how he's doing.
I'm only thinking about the loss. I'm not thinking about that right now. So, you know, it's disappointing when you don't get a win. You know, and we just didn't do enough to get the job done tonight.
So now they're down 3-1. Game 5 will be at the Garden tomorrow night. In the loss, Brunson at 31. Towns had 24 points and 12 rebounds. And one guy who also did not have a great night was OG Anunoby, 7 of 16 shooting, 1 of 7 from 3-point range.